The following message is brought to you by Mark Maurer, President, National Federation of the Blind, 200 East Wells Street at Jernigan Place, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230.
Greetings, fellow Federationists. This is Monday, December 3rd, 2012, and Presidential Release number 412. We have had the meeting of the Board of Directors that always happens in the fall the last 2 days of last week, Thursday and Friday. The members of the board came in on Wednesday and then left again on Saturday. So it was 2 very full days of meeting. And of course, inasmuch as there's been a shortfall in the funding of the National Federation of the Blind, we spent quite a lot of time thinking about ways to raise more money in the organization. If we don't do that, we have to cut the programs that we have. As some of those programs have been cut, there have been a number of people who said, but they're such good programs, why are we cutting them? And the reason that we're cutting them is that we don't have enough money to fund them. And this is the way it has to be. We have to have the income and the expenditure come close together. Otherwise, after a while, we don't have an organization to worry about. And we're not going to do that. So we spent a lot of time thinking about both how to raise additional funds and how to make sure that the programs are operated with sufficient efficiency that we can get a great lot of progress out of them without having to spend so much that they cost too much to make it practical. I know that we have many very valuable things to do, and we're going to talk about some of those on this release. But we also have got to find a way to make sure that the books are sufficient so that we meet the obligations that we have. The Convention on the Rights of People with Disabilities was proposed to the United Nations by the World Blind Union a number of years ago. We were asked to assist by sending a negotiator, which indeed we did. And that negotiator was Fred Schroeder. He was our man at the UN for some time while this document, which is a proposed international treaty, was considered. The convention has been signed by the President of the United States. It is being considered at the moment by the Senate. The president makes these agreements, and then they are accepted or rejected by the Senate in accordance with the provisions of our United States Constitution. By the time you get this release, the chances are that the vote on the convention will be history. There are some who say that the convention will be defeated. Then there are others who say, well, it might not be defeated. And then there are a good many who say, but it shouldn't be considered in the lame duck session. And so the arguments go forward. There is a gathering tomorrow to recognize Senator Dole, Bob Dole out of Kansas, for his work to promote matters dealing with disability and the rights of disabled people, and he will be in Washington to try to help to get the Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities adopted. And all of that is happening tomorrow. The vote is supposed to take place at noon. Many votes are announced in Washington, and some of them actually take place when the members of the Congress say they're going to take place. So it is conceivable that the vote will actually occur tomorrow at noon, but it might be changed to another time. I just want you to know that we're actively supporting this convention. There have been many, many, many arguments about how bad this convention is. Some say that it will interfere with the rights of disabled people to raise their children. I don't see it in the convention. Some say that it will require more abortions than were true in the past. I don't see that in the convention. Some say that it will challenge the sovereignty of the United States. I also don't see that in the convention. There are many things that I do not see in the convention. The convention does not get itself adopted unless it's voted in favor by the Senate in accordance with the part of the Constitution of the United States, which determines how treaties are adopted. And consequently, there are numerous arguments about the nature of a convention and whether or not the United States changes and whether or not this is good for the United States. I think it's good for disabled people, and I have been urging people to get information to members of the Senate telling them to vote in favor of this international treaty. I have an announcement, speaking of fundraising, as I was a moment ago. This is created by Micah Baugh, who has been given the task of helping to find ways for us to raise funds. And she said, when we were last talking about things on the release, we talked about holiday giving and the holiday giving book. As promised, the holiday giving book is here, and I need your help to make it a success. As you know, the NFB gives support in many ways to many, many people. This year, we're working together to ensure that we can continue to have a significant influence for good on the lives of blind children, blind students, blind adults, blind seniors, through the programs of the National Federation of the Blind and our Jernigan Institute. To support these programs, we have created a unique way to build our NFB Jernigan Institute. A one-of-a-kind holiday giving book will allow our friends and will allow our families and our colleagues to select one or more of our programs and to make a tax-deductible donation in support of that particular program. A parent of a blind child might like to support the NFB Early Explorers program, which helps blind children learn how to use a white cane and helps parents of blind children learn how to teach the use of such a cane. An adult who is losing vision might want to make a contribution in support of our Newsline program because this program allows individuals to read newspapers and magazines by telephone or on the computer. It might be a good idea to support the publication of our magazine, the Braille Monitor, and to support the ideas that are distributed in the Braille Monitor. The holiday giving book highlights many of the programs that need the support of individuals to remain viable and to remain active in the Federation. I welcome your financial contributions, but there are other ways to make contributions to the success of our organization. There are three things that you might consider. Visit www.nfb.org and check out the What's New section of the website. Learn more about the important project that I have been describing. You will find a holiday video message and the link to some of the holiday giving book. You may also share the link to the holiday giving book and the video that appears on our website, or you can use a Facebook or a Twitter feed to let people know about what you are doing. If you have questions about the holiday giving book, get a hold of Micah Baugh, that's MikaBaugh, at 410-659-9314, extension 2371, or you can get a hold of her at mbaugh@nfb.org for an email. And I appreciate your support. I appreciate your help in spreading the word about the holiday giving book. I appreciate your letting people know about the importance of the National Federation of the Blind and the great work we do. Kevin Worley is a leader of ours in Colorado. He has also been president of our Merchants Division, and he's a leader in the Merchants Division also. He runs a business called the Roosters Men's Grooming Center. PBS, or Public Broadcasting, is about to show a video that was made at Roosters about the support that a number of veterans have given to our country. There was an interview program in which a number of people talked about what they had done to be of support to the United States in the military. Kevin Worley participated in building this interview program, featured those folks in a movie which is being premiered by the Public Broadcasting Service, and Kevin Worley was the producer of the movie, so you may congratulate him on what he has done. I am pleased to be able to tell you that Sachin Pavitran has been appointed to be a member of the Access Board. He will give policy decisions from the United States about equal access to information and to public buildings. The support of American law, Sachin Pavitran from Utah, is now a part of the Access Board. As you may know, we have been planning a protest against the Amazon Corporation. Amazon has issued for sale to anybody who wants to buy it and has given a number of them away, especially to school districts, a product called the Kindle. The Kindle is a way for people to get and to read books. And we said to the Amazon company years ago, if you'll build into this product the possibility for people to hear the books as well as to see them on the screen, then you'll be able to capture a huge market share bigger than you've already got, and furthermore, it'll make reading material available to the blind. They did make it possible for the books to be heard on their Kindles, but they didn't build them so that you can touch the controls and manage to manipulate the information. Therefore, the systems are completely inaccessible, except for a tiny bit used on a PC or a desktop computer. In other words, there are many, many hundreds of thousands of Kindles out now, and sighted people can use them, but blind people cannot. It is easy enough to build access into this technology, but Amazon won't do it, and they're now trying to capture the school market for grades kindergarten through 12th grade, as well as college markets. And what we're trying to say to them is, you've got to build this stuff accessibly. That's what's required by good sense, good business. Not only that, but the law of the United States as well. We are going to be protesting out in front of the Amazon building in Seattle on the 12th of December. So please make your plans to be there. We have operated a program called the Fellows Program in the last few years. The Fellows Program has brought a bunch of people together who might become long-term leaders of the Federation and taught them some things about leadership in a number of states. It was good to have this program together and to bring some of the young members of the Federation to know a lot more about how we manage to get programs of greater independence together for those who want to build opportunities for the blind in this country, and for that matter, around the world. Now, of course, we're having the Washington Seminar coming up in the first week of February, and here to talk about it is Anil Lewis.
Thank you, Dr. Maurer. It's my pleasure to announce the 2013 Washington Seminar of the National Federation of the Blind will be taking place February 4th through the 7th in Washington, D.C., at the Holiday Inn Capitol, 550 C Street. We all know the location. I'm looking forward to meeting with 500 of my Federation family from across the country, where we will march on Washington and educate those policymakers about the policy agenda that we need to have in order to positively affect the lives of our blind brothers and sisters. So I'm sure you want to attend, and the information you need to attend is as follows. Don't make your reservations with the hotel. Call Diane McGeorge at 303-778-1130, extension 219, or you can email Lisa Bonderson at lbonderson, that's lbonderson, at labarlaw, that's labarrelaw.com, and let them know your room requirements. The room rates are $177 per night, plus a 14.5% tax. Again, don't make your reservations with the hotel. Contact Diane McGeorge or Lisa Bonderson. I'm looking forward to marching on Washington, 500 strong, letting the world know that it's respectable to be blind. See you in Washington.
Joe Ruffalo, who is president of the National Federation of the Blind of New Jersey, says that on Wednesday, December 18 at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, he will be hosting a program called Through Our Eyes. It will interview Patty Chang, who chairs the National Federation of the Blind Scholarship Committee for 2013. The interview will highlight the application process, the numerous scholarships that are available, and the activities at the National Convention, which will occur in Orlando, Florida. Former National Scholarship winners will call in to provide information about the scholarships they have gotten. There are numerous methods to watch this program on the internet. You can find out about them by going to www.throueyes.org, or you can go to the website www.nfbnj.org, which is the website of our New Jersey affiliate, to find out more about how to become a part of the broadcast of the Through Our Eyes program on the internet on the 18th of December, 8 p.m. This is December, and of course, it is the time of year when we start worrying about the Christmas and the other holidays that come in December. It is a good time of year. It's also a good time to think about all of the things that have happened during the past year and how fortunate we are to be the people we are and to have the friends that we have. In the Federation, we do a great lot, and come the end of the year, I always reflect a little bit about how well we've done, how much progress we've made. There are challenges every year. The challenges change in nature, but there are always challenges. The fact that the challenges exist is not new to us, but we have to find a way to overcome them. We have each other, however, which is the thing that makes the huge difference. I love the Christmas season. I've been joyfully celebrating it ever since I can remember. I love the other holidays that come in this time of the year, and I wish you all the best of the holiday season. And if you celebrate the Christmas, I wish you a joyous and a happy Christmas. And if you celebrate one of the other holidays, then I wish you joy in that. I feel fortunate to be a part of the Federation, and I feel fortunate to have you as colleagues and friends. This brings me to the end of the presidential release, and I have some offerings. John Cheadle, who has worked here for close on to 3 decades, but is no longer working here because of the reorganization, but who has been a member of the organization for something on to 4 decades now, along with Marcia Dyer, who is secretary to Mrs. Jernigan. What in December goes, oh, oh, oh? That's Santa Claus walking backward. He also says, if you drop a white hat into the Red Sea, what does it become? Wet, of course. Or why do elephants drink a great deal? So that they might try to forget. Marcia Dyer has some other Christmas offerings. What comes before Christmas Eve? Christmas Adam. Or, how much did Santa pay for his sleigh? Nothing. It was on the house.
The preceding message was brought to you by Mark Maurer, President, National Federation of the Blind, 200 East Wells Street at Jernigan Place, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230.